what really allows us to consistently grow and scale and not experience that stuckness is learning how to sustainably, this is, you know, the key, sustainably learn and be expanded and implement at the same time. That is what CEOing is. That's what growth is. That's what scaling is. Like, scaling is not this on again, off again thing. It is this continuous process. So it's not like, oh, I'll scale to this place and then I'll take a break. That's just not, that's not being in the flow of your business. That's not being in the momentum of growth. Welcome to Make Bank with Marie Wold. I'm Marie, and for the last decade, I've been helping women set and hit unrealistic goals while building their definition of a rich life. This podcast is your ultimate destination for unfiltered discussions about personal development, entrepreneurship, wellness, confidence, wealth building, relationships, and so much more. We're creating our dream lives together, and I'm so glad you're here. Now let's jump into today's episode. Welcome, welcome back to the pod. This is going to be a spicy, no BS, like honest, straightforward episode where if you're not ready to like look at the things that are holding you back, this is not for you. Like if you're looking for a fluffy sunshine and rainbows episode where I just make you feel good and hype you up and we braid each other's hair and we make friendship bracelets, this is not that episode. And I say that with so much love. Like, I would love to braid your hair. I would love to, let's say, celebrate how amazing and hot and smart you are on a yacht in Cabo, which is like what's happening at my retreat next month. DM me on Instagram if you want to join, because we have just a few spots left. And this was not even supposed to be like a Cabo plug, but it turned into one. Anyway, if you want me to braid your hair and tell you your butt looks good and make you a spicy margarita, that's happening in Cabo. But that is not what's happening in this episode, because this episode is about calling it like I see it and getting you out of your own freaking way. And it's starting now, because the fact that you were drawn to this episode, the fact that you hit play on an episode about feeling stuck, tells me all I need to know. It tells me that you are, first of all, identifying with the stuckness. You are identifying with, I am stuck. And that in and of itself, can you see how that's becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy? And that's creating, perpetuating a reality where things don't change, a reality where you actually do stay in the same place. You are stagnant. You are stuck. So I immediately just want to call your attention to that and call attention to even the way you relate to where you are right now. And you can start thinking about, I'm looking to change. I am open to shifting. I'm open to seeing new possibilities. I'm open to new opportunities. I'm open to changing the way I see things. I'm open to changing the way I do things. I'm open to changing my belief system. I'm open to growth and stretching and learning and choosing something different, right? That is essentially what gets us unstuck, is doing things differently. Well, first, it comes from that, again, that open-mindedness of, I'm not stuck. I have things I can control. Of course, there are many uncontrollables in life, but there are also so many things that we can control. So it's that acknowledgement and awareness of like, okay, here are all the things that I can control. I can control how I identify with my situation. I can control the story I tell myself, and I will no longer be telling myself the story that I am stuck, right? Because our words are like, our words create our thoughts create our beliefs create our behaviors. Our behaviors create our reality. So we are officially breaking up with the mantra, essentially, of I'm stuck. I feel stuck, because it's not serving you anymore. So immediate tough love moment of this episode. Welcome to the episode. Time to get unstuck by first breaking up with the identity of stuckness, because it's not serving you anymore. It has been serving you in some way, right? It has been serving you in some way. Otherwise, you wouldn't be perpetuating this space, this behavior, this belief system. Somehow it is serving you, whether it is simply keeping you safe in the familiar, right? Like the devil you know is better than the devil you don't kind of vibe. Like sometimes the familiar struggle is better and feels safer to our nervous system and to our brains than the unfamiliar bliss. Sometimes the familiar struggle is safer than the unfamiliar bliss. And I've found that to be true time and time again. Like my conversations with clients, my conversations with, you know, like people who are interested in working with me, and they have so much potential, they have so much possibility, they have such big goals, and they are so fed up with where they're at, but it's just too scary. There's just too much unknown. And that starts with, and undoing that, unlearning that starts with deciding that I'm going to change my story and I'm going to be open to the unknown, right? Because somehow what you know and what you're experiencing is serving you, even if it's just, it feels safe and comfortable, because like chaos can feel safe, toxicity can feel safe, stuckness can feel safe if that's what you're used to, whereas growth can feel uncomfortable. So I say all of this with love. I say all of this with so much empathy as well, so much understanding and seeing you in this, because it's so common. It's so, so common. But also, you're so capable of shifting out of it and choosing something different. So really, the bonus, the coaching moment, the bonus of this is immediately cleaning up this pattern of I feel stuck, I am stuck, this self-fulfilling prophecy. But I also wanted to give you some more like tangible, strategic things that I see with women, with coaches, with service providers, with different types of entrepreneurs, with educators, really all business models. And I've worked with so many different types of entrepreneurs at this point. At so many levels too, I'm going to speak to what I see as kind of the common threads. And if I was in your position where I was feeling a bit stagnant, feeling a bit stuck, wanting to shift out of that place, but not sure exactly how, this is the stuff that I would look at. And by the way, I've seen these patterns and I've seen the shifts that I'm going to share with you work the same or similar for like my new clients who want to go from 5K months to 10K months, just the same as my clients who are like at 50K months, but want to hit 80K months, 100K months. Like they want the seven-figure business, because this stuff shows up very similarly throughout your journey. And it's this constant evolution of clearing the blocks, clearing the stories, refining at each level. And of course, the nuance and the scale of how we do it will look different at different levels. And I kind of tailor the approach and the implementation and the exact details person by person. I will still start by looking at the same thing. So these are the exact things that I will start looking at in a new client's business. Let's say a new member of Empire Mastermind, which is my high-level mastermind for established entrepreneurs who want to scale. Let's say private coaching, like any program where I am working closely with someone and I really get to know their business. These are the things that I'm going to look at first to kind of troubleshoot and shift out of that quote unquote stuck place as soon as possible, so that they can start hitting those next revenue levels, the embodiment levels, the lifestyle levels, start hitting those next level goals really. So without further ado, one of the first things I will look at is their sales ecosystem. And I call it a sales ecosystem because making consistent sales online is really about all of these different pieces working in harmony. And they don't necessarily have to happen like in the exact same order or at a specific time, but they all work together in order to get someone closer to a purchase decision and then ultimately buying. So when I say sales ecosystem, that is all the different pieces that contribute to your sales goals, from your top of funnel, which is like your client attraction with organic social media strategy. This is how people find you. This is how people first become intrigued about you. This is how they begin to know that you exist and that you could potentially be someone that could help them do the thing that they want to do. So this could be as specific and tangible as like optimizing your Instagram bio, for example. Like, this is sometimes an exercise I do with my clients, even my higher level clients. Like, looking at this with fresh eyes can make a huge difference. It's your Instagram bio, because your Instagram bio is essentially your social media storefront, and it is your like most concise opportunity to tell people who you are, what you do, how you do it, in a way that hooks in those ideal clients. And it's such a good exercise because it's concise and because it is something that brand new people, like people who never knew you existed, will see. And you get one chance to make that good first impression and like get them to want to dive deeper, actually hit follow. So oftentimes we'll even do the exercise of like making over your bio, because it forces you to get super crystal clear and be super concise. Because if you can't explain like who you are, what you do, how you do it in a concise, super clear way, if you can't do that, no one else is going to understand it either, right? So we'll even start with like their Instagram bio and how they're positioning themselves and how they talk about what they do and who their ideal client is. So from top of funnel, how are they attracting people into their audience? How are they getting on people's radar? How are they warming people up in their world, all the way to the bottom of their funnel, like their sales processes, their sales skills, their close rate? I even we'll do this down to like watching and fine tuning my mastermind clients or my private clients' sales calls. Like, I will literally watch your sales calls and point for point explain where we can make tweaks, where we can leverage like sales psychology a little more, where we could have woven in a little bit of like a sales tactic, let's say a yes ladder or a porcupine question or something like that. And I will go through it with a fine tooth comb, even your sales page, your application, your confirmation email. Like, there's really nothing off limits and there's nothing too small to refine in the sales ecosystem. Because even if we can increase how someone converts from one step to another by 1% or 5%, like, that adds up, right? Like, if you can increase the number of people who make it to your sales page by 5%, and you can increase the number of people that book a call with you by 5%, and you can increase your close rate by 5%, the kind of like trickle down effect of that is that you make more sales without even putting in more effort or having like more eyeballs on you. You're just converting a higher percentage. And the more you scale your business, of course, there's still like big moves that you can make and big innovations that can happen. But it also becomes a game of like being willing to zoom in and really optimize stuff on a nitty gritty level. So I'm never afraid to kind of take a close look at like what's going on in specific parts of my clients' businesses where we can fine tune that. Like, where in your sales ecosystem can we stand out more? Where in your sales ecosystem can we attract a higher number of ideal clients? Where are we missing that, like, oh my God, I'm in moment with your people? Where are we not quite hitting the mark on why someone should work with you or hire you or buy your thing over what else is available? That is more kind of like top and middle of funnel. And then where are we losing people in the sales process? It could be like as small as one hack that I have pretty much all of my clients implement is moving from a one-step application to a two-step application that collects partial completions, right? So that way, if someone like runs out of time or doesn't know how to answer a question, that gives you the opportunity to reach out to them and make a connection and like follow up. It can be that small. And if you're able to get a sale from that, if you're able to get a new client and change someone's life because you tweaked your application process, that small tweak is like a four-figure, five-figure tweak that you just made and a life-changing tweak for whoever you were able to get in the door as a result. So really looking at your sales ecosystem and looking at the high-level stuff of how am I standing out? How am I positioning my thing? How am I becoming the no-brainer person for my ideal client? Those are like the big philosophical kind of high-level marketing questions to be asking. And then also like, where am I losing people in my application? For example, I use Typeform for all of my applications and I have the level where you can see the drop-off rate per question. So it's like, okay, a lot of people are dropping off on this question. How can I optimize it so that they're not getting tripped up and I'm not losing them there? That's an example of tweaking your sales ecosystem. So really being able to look through this with a fine-tooth comb is huge. I actually just led my mastermind through a like intensive boot camp for their sales ecosystem. It was four strategy sessions over 8 weeks, and we made over their entire sales ecosystem. If you would like those trainings, if you would like those replays, I'm open to making them like a self-paced course, like a self-paced mini course where you can go through the boot camp. So send me a DM on Instagram if you want that, and I might just make it available. But again, the sales ecosystem is the first thing I would look at, because if something in the sales ecosystem is broken or not working effectively, it doesn't really matter what else you're doing, because you're not leading people through the sales process. Like, your revenue will not be able to grow the way you want it to because you essentially have the parking brake on. And part of the sales ecosystem, sure, can include like the size of your audience and like how many people are seeing your stuff. Of course, that plays a role, but it's not everything. And so that brings me to the next thing that I would be looking at, which is customer lifetime value. And this is the average number, the average dollar amount that each customer or client spends with you in their lifetime in your offer suite. So for example, if you only have one offer and the most common package, the most common way that you sell it is like a 3-month program or a 3-month experience or whatever. Or let's say you only have one core offer and you have no other place for your clients to go after the offer is done. There is a time and place for that. Absolutely. Like, starting with one offer, mastering marketing and selling and delivering on that offer, there is so much value there. But once you have done that and you want to scale, it's time to start looking at customer lifetime value, and it's time to start building that cohesive offer suite that makes it easy for your clients to stay in your world, get in your world, first of all, stay in your world and go up the quote unquote ladder, if you will. And when you do that, when you build that cohesive offer suite that extends your customer lifetime value, you can literally like double your revenue without even necessarily having more people buy or having a bigger audience, because you're giving people, one, more entry points into what you do and how you can help them, and two, you're giving them ways to stay around longer. And so what this could look like is, instead of like only having clients come into, let's say, my Empire Mastermind, like let's say I only sell one thing, I'm only selling my mastermind, and I'm only selling the 6-month commitment. That is really limiting the customer lifetime value within my business, because one, I am not serving anyone at like the very beginning stages. Like, I'm only letting established people into my world and into my work. And two, what happens after 6 months? They leave and that was it. Like, that is the most revenue that I can generate from that client, and my customer lifetime value is capped. And so if I want to make more money, the only way to do that is to find more new clients, versus if I have a more cohesive differentiated strategic offer suite like I do, then it can create this beautiful ecosystem. Once again, I really like that word. It creates this beautiful ladder. It creates this cohesive experience where people can enter kind of wherever they're at, and there's always upward mobility. So for example, something that could happen and has happened is someone who's at the very beginning of their journey. Let's say they want to start a coaching business and they find my online coach kickstart program. This is my mentorship program for beginner and aspiring online coaches. It even guarantees $5,000 in results. It is so tried and tested, hundreds and hundreds of people, hundreds and hundreds of success stories because of this program. And what happens is people will start their businesses in online coach kickstart, and including literally starting from zero in online coach kickstart. They will see amazing results. They will be able to hit consistent 5K months, even 10K months, 8K months because of what they learn in online coach kickstart, selling their one thing. Again, there is so much value in starting with one high ticket offer. And I teach you exactly how to do that effectively. So you can get great results just from there. Then you're like, okay, I did that. I'm now ready to scale bigger. I'm now ready to make this more dynamic, more scalable, more sustainable. I'm ready to grow and like build my empire. Amazing. That's where Online Coach Empire Mastermind comes in. And so it becomes this natural next step where once you're ready to scale to six figures, multiple six figures, even seven figures, this program grows with you. The mastermind is ready to grow with you. And it's a lot more kind of holistic, where it's very choose your own adventure. Unlike OCK, Online Coach Kickstart, where it's very much like the foundations of business. Everyone essentially needs to check the same boxes in their nuanced way. Like, we still have unlimited feedback, unlimited support, and tailoring it to like you and your business and your goals. But everyone's kind of checking the same foundational boxes, because really the foundations don't change that much, even across different niches or ideal clients, et cetera. But once you have the foundation, you can kind of build whatever empire you want. And so I have all different types of clients in the mastermind. They have all different types of business models. No two people is following the same exact track. And so when you come in, it becomes this like choose your own adventure, beautiful long-term partnership in your business. And because there was something for someone to do after OCK, their lifetime value just went from 4,000 to 10K plus and beyond. And I've had clients whose lifetime value is like at or close to six figures, because they then stay and they multiply their investment. Like, their businesses blow up. And so it's a no-brainer for them to stay in the mastermind or stay in private coaching or whatever it is. So again, someone could very well be starting their business from zero in OCK, do that successfully, hit, you know, consistent 5K months, 8K months, whatever, upgrade into Empire Mastermind, stay with me in there. And by the way, I don't just have people join for 6 months. We have a 6 month option and we have a 12 month option. And of course, the 12 month option is a bit cheaper. Like, it's a better value if you commit longer. So I incentivize people to commit longer. And not only that, I make it easy for you to stay by automatically rolling over into month to month, like indefinite enrollment, because the program is designed for long term mentorship. The program is designed to grow with you, you grow with the program. And so I make it easy to stay. So even just from that, I can take someone from a 16 week mentorship experience into 16 weeks plus 12 months and beyond. So what is that? 16 months and beyond, just by having a natural next step. And then there's also a VIP upgrade inside of the mastermind. So if someone's like, I'm really craving even more private calls with Marie, or even more access to Marie, amazing. We can upgrade you. You don't even have to leave. You don't have to go anywhere else. Or I really just want private coaching. I actually feel complete with a mastermind experience and I want private coaching. Okay, there's private coaching available for the right person at the right price, right? So I have those kind of core offers that naturally stack on each other and extend the customer lifetime value. And I also offer other kind of no-brainer entry points for people at different levels and give people different ways to kind of taste test what I do or get a quick win and create more entry points into other things. So like earlier this year, I did the cash injection mini mind, and that made the mastermind as well as OCK, honestly, like the natural next step, depending on where people were. Or I just did an anonymous coaching experience called the CEO Speakeasy, where I then invited people to upgrade and upsell into other places. And that was like originally the presale price was unhinged. The presale price for the Speakeasy was $77. And I sold 13 of them in 22 hours. It was supposed to be 12, but I ended up accidentally selling 13 and it sold out in 22 hours. And it's like, okay, great. Like I made $1,000 for this, like a coaching experience. And it wasn't about the $1,000. It was about giving people that taste test, that little amuse-bouche, like whet their appetite for my coaching. And I knew once they experienced what it was like to be coached by me, they would want more. And what do you know? That ended up being like five-figure plus program because of the people that upsold, and there's still more conversations happening. I wouldn't be surprised if this ended up being like a 25K quote unquote program by selling a $77 offer. You know what I mean? Because the people that originally bought in at $77 are now joining other things that are higher ticket because they got into my world, they got a taste, and they wanted more. So really looking at how can I boost the customer lifetime value? How can I give people different entry points in my world? And also the key here is not to just randomly throw a bunch of mini offers together and like creating mass chaos and overwhelming people with options. The key is to be really strategic and cohesive, where you are highlighting your different strengths, you are speaking to people at different stages of your journey. And major, major, major key is you are giving people a clear path of ascension. You are clearly inviting people to the next level and to work with you in the bigger program, the longer program, whatever it is. So you are upselling, you are cross-selling, you are extending the customer lifetime value. It's not just, oh, I'm going to start randomly selling a bunch of cheaper things. No, no, like it has to have intention. And it's not just, oh, I'm going to turn my 4-month program into a 9-month program or whatever. Like there has to be intention, there has to be strategy behind it. But I want to plant the seed in your head of how can I extend or increase my customer lifetime value by tweaking my offer structure, by adding more offers, by making it more obvious where people should go next. Sometimes it's that simple. And this is actually a big thing we're going to talk about during the Cabo retreat. We have a whole like offer suite optimization workshop planned where I'm going to look at everyone's business models and everyone's offer suites and help them map out their next like six-figure offer or map out how they can increase their customer lifetime value or figure out where they should expand their offer suite next so that it's like a no-brainer for their ideal client to come into their world and like get cozy, not just be there for a good time, but for a long time too. Okay, moving on. Otherwise, this is gonna be a 2-hour podcast. So after customer lifetime value, I would also look at embodiment patterns. So are you actually being the person required to make that next level revenue, or are you living in a self-fulfilling prophecy? What I see a lot from people who quote unquote are stuck, quote unquote feel stuck, is that they are, again, identifying with the stuckness, identifying with where they are currently at, and the way they are showing up only validates and only like continues, perpetuates that cycle. So are you being the person needed to hit your next level? For example, before I ever hit 7 figures in my business, I was constantly asking myself, what would 7-figure CEO Marie do? Like I was always, always, always thinking about that embodiment piece before I even knew that's what I was doing. But I was always thinking about what would the version of me who already has it do, instead of focusing on, oh, I'm stuck. Oh, this is so frustrating. Oh, I'm so annoyed. Oh, I'm so frustrated, whatever. I was always focused on who do I need to be How do I need to show up? How do I need to think to make this happen? I also see people in frequently this like shine and shrink pattern where every time they get close to their breakthrough, they take their foot off the gas. So every time they actually start getting the visibility that they want, it feels uncomfortable. It feels scary. It feels like an edge. So they pull back. Or anytime they start making the money they want, they don't trust themselves to manage it and hold it and use it wisely or recirculate it. So they pull back to their comfort zone. It's about where that like internal thermostat is, right? Because the way a thermostat works is that we set it to a certain temperature. And if our house, our room starts getting above that, if it starts getting hotter, if it starts changing beyond what the thermostat is supposed to be, there are these mechanisms that regulate the temperature, the airflow to be back to the comfortable temperature, right? And we have the same things in our nervous system. We have the same things in our belief system, in our minds, where we are comfortable at, let's say the number is, oh, I'm comfortable, but quote unquote stuck at 20K months. What I really want is 40K months, 50K months, 80K months. What happens is once we start breaking past that quote unquote stuck point of 20K is our nervous system is only comfortable with 20K. Our belief systems are only attuned to 20K. And so we start doing these self-corrections, even subconsciously, to bring us back down to the comfortable quote unquote temperature of 20K. So we need to look at where are we kind of living a self-fulfilling prophecy? Where are we regulating back down to our comfort zone, to our stuck place? Because it's what we know, because it's what we're comfortable with. And that's kind of what I see with this like shine and shrink pattern, or you will start getting seen, you will start getting noticed, you will start getting your flowers in ways that you're not used to, or in ways that you don't quite feel that you deserve yet, maybe. And it brings up like worthiness stuff. It brings up self-belief stuff. And so then you, again, shrink, you back off, you take your foot off the gas because it's uncomfortable, because it's making you face these things, these patterns, these limiting beliefs, and it's uncomfy. So we shrink back again and we self-regulate back to the comfort zone. So that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I would think about where is that maybe happening for you? Where am I? Oh, another big place where I see this happening in the coaching space is when people take breaks to quote unquote implement, like, oh, okay, I just learned so much. I'm going to go take a break to implement and then I'll come back to mentorship or come back to coaching. And what that is doing is it is keeping you in this pattern of, okay, every time I'm about to be in this big growth spurt, every time I'm equipping myself to have this leap forward, I pump the brakes, I take my foot off the gas so that I can be comfortable, have the comfort of space to implement, time to implement, when what really allows us to consistently grow and scale and not experience that stuckness is learning how to sustainably, this is, you know, the key, sustainably learn and be expanded and implement at the same time. That is what CEOing is. That's what growth is. That's what scaling is. Like, scaling is not this on again, off again thing. It is this continuous process. So it's not like, oh, I'll scale to this place and then I'll take a break. That's just not, that's not being in the flow of your business. That's not being in the momentum of growth. Scaling is learning and expanding and implementing and regulating and enjoying and playing all at the same time. Like, that is really what scaling is. And so that's like the shine and shrink cycle by another name, is taking a break to implement. It's a trap. It is a trap. So that's one thing I want you to be super aware of. And before I just keep going on so many tangents on like every single point of this episode, because we're only on the third one, the final thing I want you to think about and kind of reflect on is the question, where are you giving away your power. So where are you allowing your energy to leak? Where are you allowing your time to leak? Where are you allowing your stories, your conditioning, your current kind of like patterns to run the show instead of you being in charge? This could be getting super bogged down by admin stuff that like derails you from doing the revenue generating activities in your business. This could be losing momentum every time there is like a point of conflict in your business. So whether that's like with team, whether that's with clients, like or even getting like a rude comment online, like you lose momentum and it takes the wind out of your sails for what, like a business day, a business week, a business month. Like I've seen people just completely be like self-implode because they let that steal their power. They let that take all of their momentum away. And then it's this huge kind of rebuild, ramping back up. So look at, where am I giving away my power? Where am I leaking time and energy? Where am I losing momentum? And that is likely like an embodiment thing to clean up, to process, to upgrade. Another thing I would look at if I was currently feeling stuck in my business and stuck, especially with revenue, is MRR. And what I mean by MRR, and I hate that we have to have this conversation, is monthly recurring revenue. We are not talking about master resale rights. We don't know her here. We're talking about monthly recurring revenue, because what happens or what is missing when people hit like their highest month ever one time and never again is they haven't strategically stacked their recurring revenue. Consistently stacking your MRR is what makes higher and higher cash flow feel that like sustainable, flowy vibe. That's what makes higher and higher months and doubling your revenue feel sustainable. That's what makes it feel safe. I think that's a big like self-sabotage pattern, is like, what if I build it all up just to like have farther to fall, right? But if you have this monthly recurring revenue, I have monthly recurring revenue in my business locked in through 2025 right now, right? So that, imagine the level of like safety and stability that that makes you feel when you have long-term. And by the way, I had 2025 revenue locked in by the end of 2023. So that feels really good. And when you have stacking recurring revenue, it's that much easier for your revenue to grow, because you're not constantly just replacing revenue when, like, let's say clients end, clients phase out, you're also stacking it. So a simple example of this would be, instead of having your standard package be 3 months long, have your standard package be 6 months long. Of course, you need to know how to sell the value of that and sell the benefit of that. And lead people through a bigger commitment. That takes strategy, that takes embodiment, that takes finesse. But if you can do that, then every 6 months, you don't need two new clients, or let's say every 3 months, instead of replacing your client, you are actually doubling your revenue because you're stacking two clients on top of each other. You're actually making twice as much money every 3 months instead of simply losing or replacing and having to sign a new person to make up for it. So your revenue can stack much faster when you are stacking recurring revenue and not just selling to new people, buying new things all the time. That's also a huge reason why like coaching programs, whether it's private coaching, group coaching, masterminds, mentorship programs, memberships, like that's why those are a super, super solid business model versus, let's say, like digital products or courses. You have to sell a much larger volume of digital products to new people all the time to even maintain your income, versus if you can gradually increase the number of people on your coaching roster, in your membership, in your group program, you can slow and steady increase that total roster size with the same people staying month over month and make great money. And you're not having to play this like massive volume game to make good money when you have MRR getting stacked up. So I would definitely be looking at monthly recurring revenue. I'd also definitely be looking at the back end scalability. So I'll keep this one short, but basically I would look at where your systems and structures are blocking your expansion, because your shit or you would literally break if you got what you wanted. So I think a lot of times we kind of self-sabotage our growth, or we don't make decisions that support growth because we're afraid of what will happen if we actually get what we want. And one place that this comes through is we're afraid that our business can't handle it. We're afraid that we won't be able to deliver the client experience that we want. We're afraid that things will break. We're afraid that we will burn out. We will break. And so we don't sell the way that we need to be selling. We don't show up the way we need to be showing up because we're afraid of what would happen if we actually did what we wanted. And a lot of that can be resolved with strategic tweaks to your systems, your structure, even sometimes team, to your energy leaks, to your embodiment. All of that becomes more and more important the more you scale. I would also look at support. So how are you leveraging mentorship? Are you working with a mentor consistently? In my experience, I've been in like consistent mentorship since 2017, I want to say. 2017 or 2016, I joined my first ever mastermind. I then spent maybe like 6 months after that looking for my next coach. And then since then, okay, so that was 2017, I want to say. In 2019, I found my longest-term mentor who I've been with now for over 5 years. And haven't left, haven't taken a break to implement, haven't stopped, have only invested more and more. I currently actually have 2 high-level mentors. And it's so worth it because it helps me take action faster. I recalibrate and reset my energy, my momentum, my mindset all the time. I take it so, so seriously because I literally don't have the time and nor desire to allow myself to be stuck. Like, there's just no freaking point in saving money so I can stay stuck longer, right? There's no point in me, quote unquote, saving money by not having a mentor. And then the trade-off is I don't move as fast. I don't feel as supported. I don't have the growth that I'm capable of in order to, quote unquote, save money. Like, it would cost me so much more to not have mentorship. Like, I just would not have the level of success that I have without having that support, having that guidance, having that accountability. And so to me, that's like something I would definitely look at is, how are you leveraging mentorship? Are you not? Like, are you preaching the importance of having accountability, having support, having someone who's been where you want to go, but you're not doing that for yourself? That's something to look at. And then how are you, like, what is the cost of you not? Because to me, it's way too expensive to not have that support. Same thing with team members. Like, I'm spending multiple 5 figures in overhead to run my business. I have over 10 people on my team. I have a whole podcast episode about that if you would like to listen to it. But to me, that is such a no-brainer because without them, everything would break. Like, I would not be able to sustain the level that I have scaled to and the programs that I want to offer without the women on my team. And so being willing to learn how to have a team is huge. And I don't mean that you need to be like me and have a team of 10 by any means. That's not for everyone. But maybe it's literally starting with having a VA, a virtual assistant who helps you for an hour a day. That's like a lot of my clients start there. And that's where I started too, is where would support multiply my own output? If I could delegate an hour of my time every day and reinvest it into revenue generating activities, imagine what could happen. Imagine if I didn't have to be pinballing my time and energy into admin, into chasing failed payments, into fixing tech stuff, into learning how to do all of these obscure skills that someone else already knows. Like, imagine how much more money you could make if you were able to focus your time and energy in your zone of genius instead of running around like a chicken with their head cut off. Imagine. So that's where team can come in, and it can start so, so small. Please do not think that you need to immediately figure out how to run a team of 10, because I certainly didn't do that. That happened over time. And I do have an episode about what my team does if you're curious. And then another thing is like therapy. Are you getting support for your mental health, your mental well-being? Do you have an objective third party to process the things that come up for you? Because entrepreneurship is truly this giant personal development exercise. And there are things to work through, especially if you are a coach, a mentor, a leader, a space holder for people. Having someone hold space for you is so healthy and so helpful. So that is another part of like support that I would look at. And then last but not least, kind of a bonus place, a bonus thing that I would look at if you are currently feeling stuck is your vision. So do you have an unwavering and like crystal clear vision for what is possible? Are you actually clear and connected to why all of this matters to you? Are you actually clear and connected to the dream life that's waiting for you? Are you clear and connected to the impact that you would have if you played bigger? I did have a time in my business where, quite honestly, I wasn't sure what my why was anymore. I wasn't sure what was motivating me to get to the next level because, quite frankly, I had kind of gotten all of the things that I initially thought I wanted. Like I had, at that time I had bought my previous house. So I bought my house. I had really upgraded my lifestyle in a lot of ways. I had financial freedom. I had time freedom. Like I had all of those kind of big ticket items, if you will. And I realized that like just making more money for the sake of making more money wasn't necessarily going to make me happier. So then what was? And I had to do some like searching and some real like vision setting to figure out why getting to the next level was important to me and what made it worth it, right? What made it worth it to play bigger, stretch myself, really be expanded. And once I did figure that out, it was like the fire was lit again. So that's also something I would really look at if I was feeling stuck. That is going to bring us to the end of this episode. But before we go, I wanted to formally invite you, in case you have missed the announcement, I want to formally invite you to join me in Cabo for the ultimate CEO Lifestyle in Business Mentorship Retreat. We are landing in Cabo and I'm picking you up from the airport in our private transfer May 6th. And we're spending May 6th through 9th at our private beachfront villa. And here's how it's going to go. We're going to have 3 days of immersing yourself in the ultimate luxury CEO lifestyle while we work hard and play hard. And I spoil the shit out of you, which is my love language. Like, baby, do you want salt or tahini on the rim? I will be having the perfect playlist on at all times. I will be helping you get your best angles for your Instagram content. Like, I cannot wait. I am the ultimate vibe curator. My clients always tell me that online. So like, imagine what happens when we're in person. We will be having business breakthrough sessions every day while overlooking our private beach, maybe on the beach. We'll be workshopping your next six-figure offer or your next six-figure up level by the pool with mojitos in hand. Like what? What a freaking vibe. Like, if you have liked listening to the podcast, if the podcast have activated you and given you value, if you have ever been on a live training with me, if you've been a client and you've gotten value from our work over Zoom, imagine what happens when we work on your business and work on your embodiment and work on your mindset in real life, in real time, in three dimensions, where I'm sitting right in front of you. I'm seeing you. I'm feeling you. I'm not going to let you play small for a single second. Imagine how powerful that's going to be. You will be dropping in to the most incredible friendships with your new biz besties who finally get it, who finally get you. I know how lonely and isolating entrepreneurship can feel, especially when you're setting big goals and doing things differently than the people around you. And this is going to be a space where you are so seen and heard and understood like never before, because we all get it. We all get you and we're all on the same path. We're going to have unfiltered CEO convos over our private chef dinners and our tequila tasting. And we will be talking about things that I can literally talk about nowhere else except for in real life when the phones are away kind of vibe. We are going to have juicy and transformational AF mindset workshops while we watch the sunset from our Infinity Edge pool. We will have unparalleled proximity like the 3D kind and mentorship access while we have the time of our lives. Imagine having just like unlimited, unparalleled access to not just me, like I'm going to bring the heat, I'm going to bring the juice. Nothing is off limits between me and you, but also unparalleled proximity to other badass women who are doing really cool shit too. Like you have 9 other biz besties who are going to be so generous and giving and amazing and give you the keys to their kingdoms as well. And you'll leave feeling absolutely on fire with momentum to play bigger than ever before. And of course, we'll be shaking our asses on a private yacht, amongst other fun surprises. This is where you get to really energetically anchor in to your next level, get unstuck, tap into that whole new level of clarity and connection. And this is where you become unstoppable. As of me recording this episode, there are only 5 spots total, but 5 have already been claimed by my existing clients before I could even make it public. And I would love to see you there. I'd love to chat more details. So if you are interested in joining me in Cabo in May, slide into my DMs on Instagram and let's make it happen. We can chat through all the details. You can let me know what questions or thoughts are coming up for you and we can get your spot booked. I'm so thrilled about the women who have already signed up. I'm so excited to see who else joins the list. We truly already have the most like iconic girl gang locked in and I know you're going to love them. And of course, you and I are going to have the best time ever. Again, this is where like the hair braiding does happen, as well as the tough love, as well as the no BS, as well as me telling you like I see it so that you can rise to your potential and fulfill all your biggest, most delusional, amazing dreams and goals. And by the way, it's all inclusive. So all you have to do is show up at the airport and I will quite literally take care of the rest. I will shower you with so much abundance and energy and expansion and strategy and support. And it's just going to be the most life-changing thing ever. That's exactly what happened when I went to my first ever business retreat and I cannot wait to curate the best experience for you. So slide into my DMs to get all the details to see if there's still space available. You know you want to. And yes, of course, there are flexible payment plans available. Yes, of course, business trips are a write-off. Yes, of course, I will be using my credit card points to book my flight. Like there are so many reasons why this is such a no-brainer for you, and I cannot wait to see you there. So slide into my DMs. I'll see you in my inbox, and thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Until next time, keep making bank.